defies imagination. In Genesis, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. God spoke. The universe was born. I mean, who can fathom this? His wonders are unsearchable. His substitutionary death on the cross, his resurrection, his reviving down through church history, the mighty movements of his Spirit have reshaped nations and revived churches. Did you know that without divine interruptions, none of us would be sitting here?
Amen.
If God hadn't broke in time periodically to revive his work in the midst of the years, we would have gone total apostate. So it's his mighty acts. Now look, God stepped in. He moved. He revived. He restored. Praise ye the Lord for his mighty acts. Now, the Bible says, whoever offers praise glorifies God. Whoever offers praise glorifies me. Now look, nobody praises God blindly. We got to get our eyes open to his majesty, his holiness, his mercy, his justice, his wrath, his love. It's through our knowledge of the holy that we're able to praise him appropriately. The less you know about God, the less you'll be able to praise him. And that's where the Bible comes in. Listen to this. Praising God's name is our unending obligation. But we got to see him as he is in order to praise him as we should. Praise is the proper response to our perception of God. And you know what our problem is? You know what my problem is. You know what it is. We don't see God big enough. So we got an inadequate view of God, which produces defective praise. I talked to a woman this last week, and she informed me that God was a woman. And she told me that King James killed his wife. I talked to a guy yesterday. He told me that it was a MAGA dude that killed Charlie Kirk. If people reject the truth of God, it's not that they believe nothing. The problem is they believe anything. And we got to think rightly about God. Either there's a plumb line or there ain't. Either there's a standard or there's not. And God's truth, God's character is the plumb line. A faulty concept of God will produce not only deficient, but often an absence of praise. So the best incentive for praise is a proper understanding of God's character. You got to make an appraisal of God before you can praise God. I mean, either he's almighty, holy, just, righteous, or he ain't. My son's selling his property. Had to get a real estate dude to come in there and do an appraisal. So he comes in, looks at everything, compares other properties. It's similar, and they assign a value to it. It's an appraisal, an appraisal. Well, before you can praise God, you got to make an appraisal of God. And where we're going to get an appraisal from God, not out of our heads, not out of fairy tale. We're going to get it from the Word of God. Where else are you going to get it from? That's where you're going to get it. Now, to know God is to prize God. The German word appraiser, it means to praise. So you got to make an appraisal, and to praise God is appraise God is to prize God. It's to praise God. Now it says in Revelation, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for thy pleasure they were created." Did you know the word hallelujah is the same word in most languages? It never had to be translated. We're saying it the way today. They said it back then. It's a universal word. And to praise, it means to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It means to praise the Lord. We got to make an appraisal of God. So we appraise him for his excellent greatness. Did you know you can't exaggerate the greatness of God? You can't overstate the greatness of God. Who could tell the greatness of God like it ought to be told? I'm telling you, we praise him for his excellent greatness, for who he is. His immensity is beyond measure. His holiness is unutterable. His presence is overwhelming. You know, you've heard of the omnipresence of God. You know what that means? God's everywhere all the time. You've heard of omnipotence. That means God is all-powerful. You've heard of the omniscience of God, which means he's all-knowing. So the omni attributes of God proclaim his unparalleled majesty. And brother, sister, the more we know about God, the more we're going to praise God. He's deserving of our continual praise. Now, I say again, to praise is to prize, to value, to recognize his worth, and to adore. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 66, sing forth the honor of his name. Are you aware that in the Bible, God has many names in the original languages? I don't know why the translators just did G-O-D. Why didn't they go ahead and tell us what the G-O-D really stood for? Let me give you a few names of God. Let me give you a few. Elohim. Elohim, what does that mean? One is great, mighty, majestic, and dreadful. Adonai, what does that mean? The God who is owner and ruler over all. That's a name of God. God reveals his nature through his names. El Shaddai, the almighty God who is mighty to completely nourish, satisfy, and supply. Jehovah, what does this mean? Yahweh, the self-existent Almighty God. Jehovah Tiskanu, what does that mean? God, our righteousness. Jehovah Shalom, God, our peace. Jehovah Shema, God is present with us. Jehovah Rapha, God, our healer. Jehovah Jireh, God, our provider. So there's all these names of God that reveal things about God. And if we want to praise God, we've got to find out how he referred to himself. And what he called himself. Study his names and you'll have an endless supply of material to praise God for. We're to praise him for his mighty acts and praise him according to his excellent greatness. All right, so there's a where, there's a why. But number three, how should we praise God? Well, God tells us he desires musical praise. Now look in verse 3. He gave three verses on this. Look at this right here. Verse 3. Praise him with the sound of the what? Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel. Say this word out loud. And praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Look at this. Praise him upon the loud cymbals and high sounding cymbals. Now, let me just say that Bible praise, I believe, includes three components. Three components. The first here mentioned in verse 3, we're to praise him with music and with songs. Now it says in Psalm 100, come before his presence with singing. Now, we're to praise him with instruments. Now, if you ain't got a piano player, you ain't got a piano player. But we did have a guitar player, all right? And all of these instruments here. Now, what is this telling us? That God desires musical praise. It's vibrant, it's diverse, and it's loud. Bible praise is not a funeral dirge. It's a wedding celebration. That's what it is. I was in Canada one time, Stanley, and I was preaching in a German Baptist church. And the German Baptist Church, German speakers, they had a chancel choir. Now, I've never seen one in the States, but in Canada, they had a chancel choir. You know what that means? That means the choir's in the balcony. Here we are, facing forward to the stage where nobody's present. Here's the choir in the balcony. The idea is you're supposed to be heard and not seen. It was a chancel choir, all right, and very formal and, you know, all of this kind of stuff. But the Bible says right here that we're to praise him with trumpets, harps, tambourines. We go to the Church of God and borrow one, amen, for next Sunday on your homecoming. That was a joke. All right, I stringed instruments, cymbals. What does this mean? God likes to be praised with exuberance, with excitement. Now, look, personal preferences and cultural backgrounds can cause a lot of people to minimize the role of music in worship. But Psalm 150 tells us to embrace it wholeheartedly, if I'm reading it right. Now, look, praise is not limited to the talented. Thank God for people that have musical ability, but it's more about the heart than performance. So we're to praise God with music. Number two, we're to praise God with our mouths. I mean, that's what this is, telling us to praise God. Now, look, my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, Psalm 145. So praise God with music, praise God with your mouth, praise him for his mighty acts, verbal praise, using the tongue, the lips, the spoken word in praise. But number three, God likes to be praised, not only with music, not only with the mouth, but with movement. Now, did you pick up on what it says right here? A biblical praise includes bodily movement. Now, just verse 4 says, praise him with the dance. Can I just say that Israelite dance was never sensual? It wasn't honky-tonk, and it wasn't rock and roll. It wasn't. They still have their dances that they put on. You know, this is Israeli culture. This is like who they are. Now, you know, in the Bible, when David danced before the Lord, he wasn't putting on a show. He wasn't involved in exhibitionism, trying to draw attention to himself. What was his praise before the ark? Well, I'll tell you what it was. It was an outward overflow of his inward esteem for God. That's what was going on. And praise that begins in the prayer closet, I'm telling you, will find expression in public. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for his praise is comely for the upright. Now, look, lively praise honors God. It always begins in the heart. Jubilant, exuberant praise. Now, you say, well, can you prove any of this? Well, biblical praise includes movement. Listen to this. What about bowing the head? It says in Nehemiah 8, the people answered amen, amen, and bowed their heads. Listen to this one. All Judah fell before the Lord, 2 Chronicles 20. Falling prostrate, movement. Listen to this. Kneeling. Paul said, I bow my knees under the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Movement. Listen to this. Lifting the eyes. And Jesus lifted his eyes toward heaven. Movement. Raising hands. Paul said, I will therefore that men everywhere lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting. 17 times in the Bible, it talks about raising hands. See, people say, well, that's metaphorical. Was the modesty verse that came before it, was that metaphorical? I mean, come on, get off of this. You know, we've been conditioned through culture and reacting to people who have gone to all kinds of extremes and exaggerations. But I'm just here to tell you, biblical praise does include bodily movement. Oh, clap your hands. Go ahead and try that with me right there. All right, we did that this morning. Clap your hands, all ye people. Well, what is that? That's an expression of gratitude to God. I mean, these people singing songs, and here we are giving. What are we doing? We're not clapping for a performance. We're clapping because God's great. Amen? Amen. So there's movement here. Now, remember the woman with the alabaster box? Remember this? All this costly perfume. Remember this? Well, it had to be broken before the perfume could be released. You know what I think? We got a lot of boxes. Every culture, every group, every nation, every people, we have these boxes. And I just want to tell you, before alabaster perfume can be released in praise, you might have to break a few boxes. Stephen was just in Africa. You know what he said? He said, they don't need no help with praise. They need help with Bible content. He said, I think we ought to get them over here to help us with our praise because they got no problem expressing themselves in praise. Now, it's just we're all conditioned because of different reasons. I was in a conference one time and they had some singing going on and I was enjoying it. I wasn't doing somersaults. I mean, I wasn't backflipping. I wasn't talking in tongues. I was just enjoying the music. I was enjoying it. And you know what my friend said? He said, Harold, if you're going to act like that, you're going to have to find a different group. And you know what I thought? I done found my group. I found my group. I got a group right here. I got a group everywhere. And you know, people that praise the Lord are not so stove up. We'll get to that in just a second right here. But the idea being, we're to praise God. Now listen, say this out loud. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
Say it real loud.
Praise ye the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We're to praise him with a whole heart. We're to praise him with gratitude. You praise God when you feel like it, or you praise God until you feel like it. How many know sometimes you don't feel like praising God? Well, you just go ahead and do it anyhow. Amen. You ain't got to wait for an emotion. And giving thanks is the bridge to gratitude. It's the bridge to gratitude. All right, so where, how, and how. But here's the last praise basic. Who should engage in praise? All right, now who's this meant for? Well, verse 6, look at what it says. Let everything that hath, say it out loud, and let everything that hath, praise the Lord. Now, all with breath, everybody with breath, every living thing with breath is summoned to praise. Every breath is a tool for worship. Every breath is a tool for worship. How many know that praise is better than complaining? Amen. How many know that meditating on the goodness of God is better than meditating on the crookedness of men? It just really is. So who should engage in praise? Well, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Now, Psalm 150 is a universal call to all living beings. And if you got breath, you ought to praise. All right, here's a little exercise right here. Put your hand up in front of your mouth like this right here. All right, blow in your hand. Did you feel that? You got the one qualification for praise. That's the one requirement. If you got some breath, you're going to do something with it. And you're supposed to be praising God with your breath. Now look, every breath is an opportunity to honor the God who gave it. We woke up. We're still alive. Some of us might not be feeling so hot, but thank God we woke up. We still got breath. So we're to praise God. Now, if you're breathing, you're called to praise. Let me just say this. There's no age limit on this thing. There's no gender specification on this thing. You know what? If you're going to get your learner's permit, what, 15 and a half? Well, there ain't no age limit on praise. We were at the student prayer advance this summer, and my little, I think she's 11 years old. Can't remember. 12-year-old granddaughter. So there, here they are up there singing worship songs, and my little daughter, my little granddaughter, I got her on tape. She's over there, and she got her hands up and praising God. No age limit. At a home church, Brandon, my middle son, goes. His son, Noah, when he's around 6, me and him had sat together. We were buddies. And we'd be sitting there, and he's standing up on the pew because he's so short. And we're looking at the screen, and we're singing praises to God together. It don't get much better than this. I'm telling you, any age, any gender, any time, anywhere, praise is always, always appropriate, always in season. And praise is not optional for the believer. Now, look, listen to this. Praise is man's response to God's greatness. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. So what is this? It's a continual offering to a worthy king. Now the Bible says God inhabits praise. He inhabited the praises of Israel. He dwelt in the midst of the praises of Israel. How many know when people praise God, he shows up? Yeah, Satan's allergic to praise. That's my personal belief. That praise is repulsive to the devil, but it's attractive to God. And God loves to be praised. He inhabits the praises of his people. It's God's address. I put in GPS, take me to Valley View Baptist Church, Buchanan. So it did the GPS thing, right? This is the address. I made it. Well, I want to tell you that praise is God's address. If he seems distant, start praising him. And if you look, if you can't sing, you got some help on your device, man. Look up the stuff that blesses your heart, that ministers and uplifts God in your soul, and just have yourself a time. I'm just telling you, we're to praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him under the sky. Praise him for what he's done. Praise him for who he is. Praise him with instruments. Praise him with voice. Praise him with the whole heart. Praise him with joy. Praise him publicly and praise him privately. If you've got breath, use it to praise the Lord. All right, I got one for you. Listen to this. Luke chapter 19. Listen to this. And as Jesus went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh to the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice. Listen up, Baptists. With a loud voice. Listen to this. Listen to this. For all the mighty works they had seen. And listen. And they said, blessed is the King that comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven. Glory in the highest. And the Pharisees. Listen to this. And the Pharisees from among the multitude said, Master, rebuke your disciples. We don't do that in our culture. We don't do that in our place. We're not like, rebuke, the Pharisee said, rebuke the disciples. They're too excited. Calm them down. And listen to what Jesus said. I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would cry out immediately. Now, what does this tell us? This tells us we're called to praise. Now, I just wrote a book called The 21-Day Praise Challenge. Ablaze, 21-Day Praise Challenge. And I've got a verse, I got an explanation, and then praise projects. Praise projects. It's designed for churches to corporately assign 21 days emphasizing praise. Because Ed Moore, before he retired from the pastorate, he said he implemented a 21-day praise emphasis. Every sermon, every service, testimony, songs, slides, everything, devotionals, everything. He said it's the best thing he ever did in his church. He said there's more impact. He said if he was a pastor, he would do it every year. So I got inspired. So I put together, it's being edited at this moment, a 21-day praise challenge. So let me just give you a little call to action, give you a little practical takeaways here real quick from this message from Psalm 150. Number one, set regular praise reminders on your phone. I had my son Stephen put on my phone 7 times a day. And when I hear it, guess what? Hey, wait a minute. I got a praise break going on here. Excuse me a moment. I shoot up a little prayer. Doesn't have to be linked to a little prayer. Or I get on the phone and I plug in the praise songs that I like 7 times a day. And you know what? It's helping me. That's one way to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Man, when you're praising God, that'll help you with your disposition. Give me a melancholy amen on that right there. I mean, that's the truth, is it not? And do you think, Terry, do you think I would remember to praise God 7 times a day if I didn't have that? I'm so distracted. I never remember it. But, oh, praise break. I told a fellow the other day, I said, excuse me, I got to take a little praise break right here and just floated a prayer of praise to God's name. So I wanted to give you a challenge to set some praise reminders. I mean, y'all got a phone. I mean, everybody's on the phone. Why not use the phone for something good instead of something not so good? And this is great. Number two, anybody here think you might want to try that out? Get your grandchildren to help you to put the buzzers on there, all right? Anybody here want to take a little challenge? Hey, I'm going to do this for 3 weeks. Just do this. It'll help you. Number two, expand your praise beyond Sunday. Now, hallelujah for corporate Gatherings is wonderful, fantastic, love it, you know, just great. Well, take nature walks, listen to songs while you're riding in the car. Celebrate when you go to the mailbox. I mean, expand your praise beyond Sunday. Make it a daily activity. David did it 7 times a day. Number 3, be creative. Build a music library. You got Apple Music or whatever you got. Just be creative. And on my phone, hey, I can't do a whole lot, but I can do some things. And buddy, I can put a link in there for the songs I like. And all I got to go to music and buzz on that one. The song the choir sang this morning, that's one of my songs. I got that in there, man. Just and be creative. Number 4, bring praise home. Bring praise home. I said, bring it home. Now look, lead your family in times of worship together, in cell group time, singing, share testimonies. Bring praise home as much as possible. And then number 5, cultivate heart worship first. Praise God every day. Praise God every day. Praise God first. Before you feet hit the floor, you can train yourself to where it's a natural response. Yeah, I believe we get to the place where we don't need the buzzers. We're just going to be praising God anyhow. And I believe if you praise God long enough, often enough, and vehemently enough, it will become second nature. That's what's going on in heaven. And you know, Psalm 150, it ends with the simple instruction it began with. What does it say? Praise ye the Lord. So it's hallelujah up front, it's hallelujah at the end, and it's hallelujah in between. I want us to read this psalm one more time. Stand to your feet. We're going to read it out loud. I want you to read it real loud with thoughtfulness, contemplating what we've just studied. And let's just verbally praise the Lord with our mouths. Can we do this? Here we go. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath great praise the Lord. Is that what this is talking about? Amen. David mastered the rhythm of praise. He did. He wrote lots of these songs. And there's 10 hallelujah songs, psalms, 10 of them. It starts out, praise the Lord. And most of them end up with the same thing. I praise the Lord. So God's people are people of praise. We're going to magnify the negatives or we're going to magnify the goodness of God. I say, let's just magnify the goodness of God. And that way we won't have time to meditate on all the ripoffs we've encountered over the last 10 years. Amen? Amen. Anybody ever go to sleep and you're reminded of every sorry thing that's happened in your lifetime? And you're thinking about the disadvantages, the ripoffs, the crooks. I mean, you ever think about that? Well, how much better to get off of that and get onto this? So here's my challenge. Let's be people of praise. So we're going to practice. We're going to practice what we've heard here. We're going to praise God with our mouth. We're going to praise God with movement. We're going to praise God with music. So I wonder, being we don't have a piano here, we're going to use our a cappella voices. And Paul, somebody that can sing, let's do the doxology thing, all right? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. So would you just bow your heart before the Lord, still your mind. Let's intentionally, on purpose, open our mouth and sing musical praise to God by singing the doxology together. Heads are bowed. Hands are lifted if you're comfortable. Let's praise the Lord.
Praise God from
whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavens. heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. All right, heads are bowed. Now, I want us to apply this week what we've heard today. Just a little challenge here, a little praise challenge. Would you consider doing the seven times a day, or five times a day, or three times a day, or something, multiple times a day, setting your device and intentionally taking praise breaks throughout the day? Would you consider doing that? I mean, would you just do this and commit to it for a week, or 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, or whatever. But let's do something. How many heads about? How many would say, "Yeah, I'm in on this, man. I'm going to do that." Hands up. God bless everyone. Amen. Do it. God can help us. And then I think God wants us to develop a rhythm of praise, and that comes through habitual, intentional praising God like David. Lord, thank you for this congregation. God, thank you for their friendship, their partnership, their love for you. God, thank you for Pastor Dan and Sherry. God, thank you for corporate praise and how we enjoy it. And God, thank you for private praise. Lord, how we enjoy it. And God, thank you for giving us some ideas and instructions from your book concerning the basics of praise. Lord, make us a people of praise. Lord, make this an even more of a house of praise. And Father, you're worthy, you're deserving. God, you're great, you're mighty. What you've done, who you are, your matchless names, Lord, are deserving of our praise. So we give you blessing, thanks, worship, and praise today. All God's people said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say it out loud. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless. Hope this is an encouragement this week. Thank you.